Now to cameras on the U.S.-Mexican border. You might remember this story from last November. That was when the state of Texas decided to try a new program to monitor the border. They set up video cameras that people could watch over the internet. If they saw something suspicious, they could email the Border Patrol. So how did the test turn out? Well, they got nearly 15,000 emails, which led to one drug bust, one interrupted smuggling route, and 10 undocumented immigrants that they caught. Oh, and there was the time that spider crossed the camera. That got 65 emails by itself. Brandi Grissom is a reporter with the El Paso Times. She managed to get a hold of those emails and the state report on this camera experiment. Hi, Brandi.
Hi, Luke.
Can you tell us a little bit more about this program?
Well, the program operated as a test to see how the border cameras would work. And state officials say that they were primarily trying to test the equipment and the technology and the software to make sure that it worked. And so based on what they were trying to go for, they said the program was a success.
Now, you, through a Freedom of Information request, were able to get a hold of those actual emails that people sent. What kind of stuff did they say to the U.S. Border Patrol?
Well, they had a lot of interesting input to give. One person suggested turning it into a real-life video game by posting lights and speakers and sirens so that users could actually control and speak to folks through the speakers on the internet. One person suggested recruiting senior citizens who had a lot of time to watch the video cameras.
So the Border Patrol agency says that this was a success. Are they going to put up more cameras? Are they going to sort of relaunch this program at some point?
Well, right now what they're working on is a new request for proposals to operate the program. They sort of readjusted what they wanted to accomplish after the test. And instead of having law enforcement focus on watching these cameras, they're going to direct it almost entirely toward having public viewers watch the cameras and then report to police. And they're hoping to put up more cameras and ones that are mobile. The governor wants to spend about $5 million on this program. He has to get approval from the legislature here, which just starts today, to do that. And some border lawmakers have expressed their little concern that the test program only caught 10 undocumented immigrants during the month of November when Border Patrol reported 12,000 undocumented immigrants on the Texas-Mexico border having been apprehended.
Well, and one of the challenges was that it seemed like the number of people who logged into this thing dropped off steadily to, at the end, it was like 150 people a week or something. It seems like any phenomenon on the internet, there was a lot of buzz about it. People were really into it. And then at the end, they were sort of like, ho-hum, let's go back to looking at Hot or Not or whatever.
Well, one of the things that some of the sheriff's deputies that I talked to mentioned was that toward the end of the program, folks who were watching were people who had been watching for a considerable period of time throughout the program. So they got more specific information about the things that these folks saw, and the folks that were watching got a better idea of what to be looking for. So while there weren't as many people watching, sheriff's deputies said toward the end their information was a little more specific.
El Paso Times reporter Brandi Grissom, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.